Welcome to The Business of You, the show that empowers you to put yourself out there and build your personal brand. I'm your host, Michelle Griffin, helping you each week with expert tips, inspiring stories, and personalized coaching so you can master your reputation and build your future, showing up as the brand and business of you. I'm excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's show.
Hey friends, super excited to have you here today. It's another solo episode, and it's all about niche positioning, how this can help you and how it directly relates to this podcast and some news I'm going to announce. So when I started podcasting a year ago, I did it for a couple of reasons. First of all, I wanted to have a blog, but realized, gosh, Michelle, you overthink, overanalyze, and overedit. So I knew getting a blog out would be forever and a day. Another reason is I like to talk. I like to meet people. And so podcasting seemed easy. Just to give you a backstory, this show, The Business of You, I scrutinized over it for months. I waffled on the name. I went back and forth. I just basically did what classic Michelle does, and I'm hoping you don't. It's just overthink, be a perfectionist. So finally, I decided The Business of You is going to be the name. But I first started it simultaneously as a LinkedIn live show. Early June 2021, I went weekly the whole summer of 2021 interviewing amazing experts that you will see here in these episodes on how to build your personal brand. I also recorded about 7 or 8 episodes, and it wasn't until, end of 2021 that I batched released them all. So now that we are at 51 episodes, I want to tell you about a few changes that this is going to impact you and how this might help you grow your business. This past January, doing a Google search, I realized a couple things. I realized the name, The Business of You, wasn't coming up in search terms as much as I hoped. And that's okay. I know things take time. But the scary thing is I found another podcast that launched 6 weeks after mine with the exact same name. Has this ever happened to you? And if it does, I want to give you a little bit of backstory and how to handle it. First, I got really upset. Went to my podcast team and we strategized and they said, just hang tight. Talked to friends and went back and forth. It just really didn't sit well with me. I know we can't trademark book titles and podcast names, but mostly if you're looking to a podcast, most of us go on all the platforms and make sure there's nothing out there. I don't know if this person did or not, but the fact of the matter is there's another podcast with my name, this name. So I just kind of mulled on it for a while, talked to some friends. Along those lines and around that time, in the last month or so, I've gotten a little bit clearer on my niche. And this is the whole lesson of today's podcast. You are going to put yourself out there and you should. Remember my backstory, if you will, listen to my welcome episode. It took me 5 years to get out there before I left my job. And I just did all the things. And now I realize how to put myself out there. I would have found clarity because action breeds clarity. It breeds confidence and all the things that I have learned in the last 2+ years of my business. But one of the things I realized, I just have to get out there and go. I have loved every minute of these 50 episodes. I have interviewed and met so many people, and I cannot tell you how much I've grown with this podcast. One thing I have not done is niche down and also do more solo episodes. So it's so good to get out there, but let's face it, there are a lot of other personal branding podcasts. There was a gap in the market that I saw back in 2019 and also now for the direction I'm going with the podcast. Actually, I'm going to hold back a little bit about it because it's coming in a few weeks, the big unveil. So I just wanted to give you a heads up and a little bit of a story here. Because if you are in your business and realize things are great, but I really need a little bit more clarity, positioning, and niching, do not ignore what is calling you. Because the more niche we can get, the more positioned we can get will really help us stand out and attract those clients and those opportunities that come with a couple years under your belt. You see, it is so good to put ourselves out there, but it's also so important to realize what you like, who you like working with, and their needs. And sometimes you don't know that until you get out and get those bumps and bruises. So now that I've been bumped and bruised and know exactly where I want to go, I'm going to be rebranding the podcast. I'm going to take 3 weeks off and come back with the new name, the new premise, and all kind of new exciting things. But I want this to be a learning lesson for us together. Because as we grow our brands and businesses together, it is so important and so supportive to have people by your side who are doing this with you. And that's the goal for this podcast, then, now, and going forward. I'm here to help guide you, share my stories, which I have not done enough of, share stories and inspiration of amazing people who are building their brands. So look for a lot more solo episodes. I want us to feel like we are having a coffee chat, even though we're not seeing each other, but I want you to feel like I'm your real relatable and helpful friend, not only cheer you on, but help you find that brand positioning messaging to amplify you out there. Because that's really what I'm here to do, to help you take what you're amazing at, your gifts, your special sauce, your it factor, and help you position that and package it and then promote it. Because let's face it, it's really hard to self-promote, but when you have someone cheering you on, oh my goodness, it makes all the difference. I know I have to have my cheerleaders and my people helping me because it's so hard to be a consumer of your own brand. I want you also to know that if you are feeling like, oh, my business, it just feels a little stalled, or I just don't feel 100% happy with it, this might be the time that you need to look in. Because I started feeling that around the first of this year. In fact, I knew it, but I just couldn't place it. And a lot of times we have to get really quiet, try to avoid the noise. I actually have been posting less on LinkedIn lately as I've been trying to build new things and just listen. The answers are inside. As I've said all along, we have it. It's just we have to pull it out. So now I have complete clarity. Now I know it's not perfect, but I am moving forward with my new direction. And I want to encourage you all to don't feel stuck and stagnant for long. Find someone to talk to. Just get the clarity. The best clarity I have found in the last 6 weeks is just getting on Zoom and discovery calls and talking to other ideal avatar clients, friends, connections that are giving me so much clarity. So even if you work with someone who could help you brand or just have a mentor, supporter, I encourage you to not stay stuck and to feel like you're trapped in your business, because you are not. Chances are it's just the time to set yourself to a little bit higher goals. Maybe that's streamlining your offerings, which is what I'm doing. Maybe it's serving your clients in a different way. The path to entrepreneurship is a beautiful path, but it's not a straight road. There's ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but it is amazing. And because if you're here to give your gifts and serve others, you're called to do it. You probably just realize that it's time to go up that hill a little bit. You might be in the valley now, but going up the hill, getting the clarity, the niche positioning, the visibility, and the authority is going to help you really attract the right clients and the right opportunities. That's it for today's solo episode. Just to recap, I am niching down because I realized my podcast was too broad. I knew it, but I just had to get the clarity. I also found someone else has that same name, and it's time for me to rebrand to a deeper, more impactful way that I'm called to serve with the group I'm here to serve. So in the next few weeks, be on the lookout and you will see my new branding, my new title, premise, and all that. Oh, and by the way, in the meantime, you will not miss any podcasting because a month ago, I did launched co-host the LinkedIn Branding Show. That's another weekly podcast. So as you can see, podcasting is one of my loves. It's one of the best ways I've connected with people and attracted clients. So if you're ever thinking about doing a podcast, get in touch with me. I can send you some resources on that as well. Thank you for listening. And I cannot wait to bring you the new and improved, niche, well-positioned new podcast that'll be coming out in 3 weeks. So thank you for your time. And I look forward. And in the meantime, keep putting yourself out there because you have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. I'll catch you soon. Take care.